Good evening, gentlemen. We are very grateful to Chaim Yehoshua Halevi Ketanka, who was able to provide today a siddur, who has got after Shmoneh Esrei, it says as follows: in illness, or when in time, or when time is lacking, the following shortened form of the Amida may be said. Page 56 in the Siddur, published 1962 under the Hashkocha of the Rav Av Beis Din Ebsol Brody, Chief Rabbi. And it says over here in the Nusach, interesting, that's the Nusach over here, if I'm not missed, that's the Nusach over here. So you see there's actually, this Siddur has got it. I wonder, the late editions haven't got it printed. Okay. Do you mind to have a quick glance? It's in page 56 over here. I wonder. It's there as well. Uh-huh. That means that even in the more recent edition, thank you so much. Can you please thank your father on our behalf? Pardon? All the editions have got, I know, yeah. Pardon? Which edition? 2000 and? Right, so it seems even the more recent editions of the Singer's Prayer Book have got this shortened version. That's very good. Thank you very much. So it looks like in the... That's right. Mamash, the very recent versions and editions have got it as well. Yeah, that's Mamash the Tos Nusach. Havinenu, page 96, and this is a very recent edition, 2007 indeed, with a translation and commentary by Chief Rabbi Sir Jonathan Sachs. So, yes, so right, this is, I wonder if that is in line or not in line. Thank you very much. With what the Bialocha says. What do you think? We learned yesterday the Bialocha says that nowadays the minig is not to say it anymore because of the reason that we mentioned. And that nowadays we've got so many tirdas. Bialocha said that the minig is not to say it anymore because if we're going to start shortening it because of our lack of concentration, we're going to end up never saying it. That was the Bialocha's point yesterday. I wonder if that is, the Bialocha's word is, the minig is not to say it. Pardon me? Supposedly the Bialocha was? Correct. The question is, you're right. You're correct. Right, so the question is, if they continued printing it under their various Abonim and Dayonim, did they pasken? Unlike the Mishnah, but the Bialocha, or did they? They could be there. They just don't pass like this Bialocha, or maybe they do, and they just still printed for some reason or another. Good question. I hear that. Good valid question. Yeah. So right, okay. I hear. Lemais, have you ever seen or heard anybody actually saying that Shmoneh Esrei? I don't think the meaning is to actually. I don't think the meaning is to say it. I don't think so. Truth is, how long does Shmoneh Esrei take? One could argue that the Bialocha makes it, one could really understand the Bialocha. Right, okay, today we're going to be learning Seif Beis, which is going to be discussing the halachas of an employee. Is he allowed to daven in his working hours or not? Interesting topic. We'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing more on going to dangerous places. When is going to dangerous places? What Shmoneh Esrei should a person daven if he ends up with the lions then in the zoo by mistake and it's just mincha time? What should he do? Okay, fair question, I suppose. I always wonder, you know, we go to the safari parks, you know, Chol HaMoed, and then you always like hope the car's not going to break down now, kind of thing when you're in the. So, but I suppose for our South African brethren, I suppose they're quite used to being amongst lions. So the Shaila is, has it ever happened in Kruger's National Park, a car breaking down?
I've never actually been there.
Oh, you never meet her. Okay, now I know why. Okay, so right. Okay, we'll be discussing what happens if you're really on a, you know, seriously in a dangerous situation. What are you meant to daven then? Can you do Havineinu or not? Or what's going exactly the halacha? And then we're going to be leading on to Siv Dalet, which is the actual halacha of Tfilas Hadeich per se, which is a knock on from these halachas we're discussing now. Tfilas Hadeich will be entering the sugya of Tfilas Hadeich, and we'll be discussing when does a person need to say Tfilas Hadeich. We'll be discussing other skulas mentioned in Mishnah. When somebody goes on a journey, he travels. His various skulas, various halachas a person should do prior to leaving. What should he ensure to do before leaving? That will be discussed in the Mishnah Berurah tonight in Yetzah Hashem. Okay, safe base. Ha-poyalim she'oisin melocha. A worker, she'oisin melocha, who does a melocha, eitzel balabais, by balabais. Say a carpenter, for instance, who does work in the balabais house. Okay, he's working there. Now, if this employer doesn't give additional reward, he doesn't give any pay, he doesn't pay for anything, chutz, excluding mesudasan from the meal time, in other words, he pays him, you're going to be here for a number of hours, I'll pay you for eating. But if you do anything else besides working and eating, I'm not going to pay you. Then, the halacha mispalel in shmon eseh, you're allowed to daven shmon eseh. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is, in Sefkot Ches, how come you're allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei? This employee is now allowed to go and daven Shmoneh Esrei. Why is that? Why is that? Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Ches explains, Mispalelin Shmoneh Esrei, Sholesh Pomim Bechol Yoim, you're allowed to daven Mincha, Ma'ariv Shachis, you're allowed to daven three tefillahs a day, Keshar Kol Odom, like anybody else, She'ein Balabais Makbit Beikuvon, because the Balabais, the employee doesn't really mind if he runs off, and he goes to the daven. Kim and Shein, the noise, and Noim's Schar is not going to pay him for that. He's going to knock off. Oh, okay, you didn't work out for 20 minutes. Fine, so I'm not going to pay you. So the halach we're learning now, if a person is a very rigid employer, and is literally just getting paid for work and for one lunch break, then you're allowed to actually go off and daven. You're meant to go off and daven. It's true, you're not going to get paid, but you have no tool of daven. You have to go and daven. Does that make sense? Then I suppose the balabais won't mind. What would you think if the employer?
If one hour off and he can either eat lunch or he can daven mincha, one or the other.
Good question.
If he doesn't eat lunch, he's going to be very angry.
I wonder. Rabbi Yisrael, interesting question. Mr. Belen wants to know, this is a balabais who gives an allocation of, say, half an hour, sounds realistic, half an hour lunch. And now, we learn now that this person who has got a half an hour lunch, chutz mesudasan, he's got half an hour allocation of lunch. It's a very good question. And we learn now that a person is meant to go, a person, say carpenter, whatever it may be, a plumber, electrician, skills trade man, he's now entitled to have lunch there. Besides the lunch, he is meant to daven shachris min chamayrif. But he's just going to knock off that time of his wage. He's not going to get paid for that. But he's meant to go and daven. So Mr. Belin asks an interesting question. He says, what happens if he's moichel on the lunch? He says, you know what? Forget about lunch. I'm going to go and daven. He's allowed to do that. But the knock on is going to be, he's not going to be concentrating in his work so much. He's going to be hungry. He's going to be irritated. What do you think about that? It's a very interesting question.
What's the gain?
The gain? He wants to probably get the most money out for the day. He wants to. He's going to get paid for lunch, yeah. He's going to knock off lunch. He's not going to do lunch. But he's going to daven instead. So he wants to get paid for the half an hour kind of
why
thing.
Why can't you do both? Have lunch and daven. If you've got half an hour, you can daven.
Yeah, if you... Okay, say he's got only 15 minutes allocation. Quick Shmoneh Esrei. Short and... Yeah. Okay, so it's an interesting question. I'm not quite sure. I imagine that you'll have to... I imagine the Balabais wants you to eat. As you said, I imagine the Balabais wants you to eat because of your performance. I imagine. So what do you think? Maybe. Okay. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. So, Mispal in Shmoneh Esrei. A person has to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Avol ein yoyrdin lifnei ateva. You can't go before the Omud properly. Ve'ein noisin kapen and don't go for duchening. Again, we're talking about that sober, this duchening on a daily basis. You can't do that because that's really pushing it. The Balabais won't want you to miss a full hour. Even if he doesn't pay you, he doesn't want you to miss a full hour. He wants his job done already. So if it's particularly long, you can't go off and daven particularly long tefillah. What happens if he pays you? If he pays you for davening, he pays you for long tefillah, he pays you for whole day's work. So mispalin avineinu, then you can only daven avineinu. Why is that? Exactly. If a person is working and the employer pays you for the whole day, you have to daven avineinu. Because, so the Mishnah Berurah explains, good question. Good point. Good point. That's very interesting. Yeah, I hear that. So he says, "V'imnoi senoim scham ispanel avininu." But following what you were saying, Rabbi Kagan, "V'oedna endech lehakbit bekach." Nowadays, well, Rabbi said, "Did you ever have a worker in your house? Do you mind if he goes off, hops off, and davens mincha?" So he says, "V'oedna endech lehakbit bekach." Most people nowadays don't mind. If you've got a work in your house, you don't mind going off in Davon's Mincha. Normally, if you've got somebody working, you do it, and he's a Yid, he's a Fum Yid. So you know very well he's going to go off in Davon's Mincha. You know he's going to go, and you want him to go in Davon's Mincha. You don't want it to be the cause that he's not going to Davon's Mincha. You don't want to be the cause that he misses the Mincha. So therefore, it's very much on Dait the Hochi, it's meant with that intention. Nowadays, most employers are moichel that those 20 minutes of a tefillah, and they therefore they are perfectly fine with him going off to daven. They're perfectly fine, and therefore he can't rely on avinenu. He can't do avinenu. Now, Rabbi, what do you think about that? That's right.
So we should be.
Yeah.
Obligation.
Therefore, you're saying that it makes sense that he doesn't just do avinenu.
Absolutely.
I agree with you. Lemaisa, do you think, I said 20 minutes, but I might not be the accurate figure. Because are we talking about going to shul? Are we talking about going on the side, davening a mincha quickly? Imagine you've got a carpenter working in your house, an electrician, a fum yid. Now, you're paying him for a whole day's work. Okay, we're not talking about for the job. You're not paying him for the job. You're paying for 6 hours work. Okay, it's not so common anymore nowadays. But let's just say he's 6 hours work. You want him to do X, Y, Z. 6 hours work. That's how much you're paying him. Now he is a fum yid, and you are a fum yid, and he's now. It's going to get close to the shkia. Now we just learned. He doesn't have to daven havineinu because he knows very well when you employed him. He knows very well that you're going to know that he's going to daven mincha. So far, so good. Yeah? Now, I want to ask you, is he now entitled, he's not going to daven avinenu, he's going to daven promesh mein esse. Is he now to go to shul next door, and daven mincha in shul, which is going to be 20 minutes, or all he really wanted is him to daven, go on the corner, say, excuse me quickly, wash his hands, and then daven the mincha, that's 5-7 minutes, and he's back to work. What do you think are we saying? No avinenu, I agree. Okay, no avinenu, he's going to daven promesh mein esse. Does that mean, v'yichid, does that mean with the minion? What would you say? Yechidas? Yechidas? What do you think? Tziba. You can go all the way to Minyan and back.
Yeah.
Minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Tzeiv Katan, Yud Beis, she's Palush Mein Esev, Vuadin, Kol nusach tefillah kishar kol adam. You can daven the whole tefillah. Kosam alechem chamudois, alechem chamudois writes. Tu adin shemutorin, simply also allowed. Leilech to go leveis haknesses leispal v'asor. They're allowed to go to shul. Mamash, the way you're saying, they're allowed to go to shul. Va'emoginavom, the Maganovim writes. Dezed afku mokem. This is only the place. She'ein derech balabatim lehakvid bekach. This is only if the balabatim won't mind. Really kind balabatim who want their workers to go and daven in shul. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Magen Avraham. So basically, it boils down to, there is one opinion who says, yes, he's allowed to go to shul, Lechem Chamudos. Magen Avraham says, it depends. You have to make sure that's really the law. Not everybody agrees to that. Magen Avraham says, depends. Some balabatim are not so kind. They want you to daven beyichidus. They don't want him to go to shul. They want him to daven. No, avinenu, they want to daven properly, but don't go to shul. So it depends on the mokum. So if you'd be a worker, what would you do?
Since at the end, it depends if it's going to take a long time.
Yeah. That's right. If it takes a long time, yeah. If you're going to say, you know what, actually, I want to have that minion over there, my normal minion. That's, I normally tend to daven in Stamford Hill. In
the worker.
Yeah. That's right.
It doesn't have to come down.
You're right.
How does that work together?
Well, it works. Why is it, what are you saying? That's...
You should be allowed to come down to daven instead.
Yeah, over there we're talking about he's actually paying him for that time. It's a good question. I have to think about it. It's a very good question. Really good question. I have to think how that fits. Good question. Really good question. Okay, so the Maase of here we're learning that he has to go down. He can go to a minion according to Chem Chamudas. He can go to a minion according to Magen Avraham. It depends on the circumstance, on the tzibur, on the kind of social norm, what the Palabatim find acceptable and whatnot. Tziv Gimel. Ha'olach b'mkoim kedudei chaya. A person who goes to a place of dangerous animals, velestim, and dangerous people, okay, end up in a dangerous place. Then the halacha is mispalat tzokei amchum rubim. There's a special tefillah called tzokei amchum rubim, which is actually in Mishnah Brachos. Ve'eino tzorich, and a person does not need to daven lo lishalish achronos, not the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei, for lo lishalish achronos, not the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. And he's even, does he appear in the singles? Does he have it? And a person is allowed to say that tefillah even when he's on a journey, on traveling. If he can stand, he should do so. And when he reaches destination, his mind settles down, he calms down a bit. Then he davens proper Shemoneh Esrei. If he didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei when he's on back safely, as if he's forgotten, as if he forgot completely Shemoneh Esrei. We're learning now. Until now, we spoke about Tfilas Havineinu. Tfilas Havineinu is a tefillah which is a person is torud, person is very busy, has got a spare minute, or he's ill, or he's got, for various reasons, he's unable to daven a proper Shemoneh Esrei. There we discussed the tefillah Havineinu. Okay. This thief now is going a step further. You know what? It's not a person who's told. It's not busy. Over here we're talking about a person who's in proper danger. He's in danger. So when he's in danger, the halacha is, don't daven proper Shemoneh Esrei. Don't even daven Havineinu. There's a tefillah called Tzokei Amchum Rubim, which is literally like a few, it's like literally a few lines. It's a very short, like three psukim, takes literally seconds to say it. That's the tefillah you're going to say. Special tefillah of Tzokei Amchum Rubim. That's the tefillah you say. That, however, does not really qualify as a Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, it's not proper Shemoneh Esrei. It's just a sort of special tefillah. What happens is that when you arrive at destination, when you're safe and sound at home, then you have to daven your Shemoneh Esrei, a proper Shemoneh Esrei. Because what you've daven until now wasn't really Shemoneh Esrei. It was how should we call it?
Abbreviated.
Abbreviated, even less than abbreviated. It's like a...
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a... Pardon?
Supplication,
that's right. Yeah. It's not a real Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, when you're safe and sound, you daven proper Shemoneh Esrei. You have to daven proper Shemoneh Esrei. If you forget, as if you've forgotten proper Shemoneh Esrei. That's the halacha. Now, what would be an example nowadays of... What would be the case? He's genuinely in danger.
Yeah.
He says, then he should say it, fill us. Tzokei amchum rubim. No, then it's not.
One.
It's not really to proper tashlumin. It's not a tashlumin. It's to say the tefillah of that zman. Because tzokei amchum rubim is not a real Shemoneh Esrei. So it should say another proper Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch now moves on. It goes into the topic of Tfilas Aderech. Siv Dalet is the topic of Tfilas Aderech. I was thinking, by the way, Rabbi said, before we move on to Tfilas Aderech, what do you think if somebody asked me once, he had his car broke down on the motorway, on the M1 to Manchester, and he was waiting, it was freezing cold, it was like basically snowing, and it was really, really bad weather, and he was in his car, and he was waiting for the RAC. And now, he didn't tell them that there was lots of children crying in the back, because normally that speeds them up. But he didn't. He was just waiting for the RAC in the back. The engine didn't work anymore, so it was freezing cold. Can you imagine that? Can you picture that? Okay. So now the question is, in that kind of circumstances, he's in the car. What tefillah do you say? Would you say Havineinu? Would you say Tzokam Chomrubim? Or would you say regular Shmoneh Esrei? Havineinu?
It's an emergency situation.
It is. Well, he's pulled out on the side.
Well, still,
hazard light on.
Look up the children.
Good.
They could turn up any minute, honestly.
Oh, I see, could turn up any minute.
It's a bit of a half an hour Shmoneh Esrei.
Okay. Havineinu. Mr. Berlin says, Havineinu. What do you say?
I second that.
Havineinu? Regular Shmoneh Esrei? Yeah, so you're going to have to daven sitting. Havineinu, talk amcha. You'd go for Havineinu? 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 Yeah, or that, either that or regular Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah. What do you think? Very good, Svar. If there's another adult there, you'd probably say full Shmoneh Esrei. If on your own, you'd probably say Avineinu.
There's no Shaila. If there's another adult, there's no Shaila.
Right. Yeah. If you're on your own and there's no children, would that change pictures? What would you do then? Full Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Father, what would you say? By the time they get out of the car and all that, it takes ages. Yeah, I second that. I agree with you. I don't think that there would be a hetzer in this scenario that we just described now. I don't think there would be a hetzer to daven Havineinu. I don't think there would be. Although you're right, I mean, you're really quoting the first line of the Shulchan Aruch. That if you're concerned somebody's going to stop you and interrupt you, you'd be allowed to daven Havineinu. But I don't think that, you'd say Havineinu then. I think a person could daven, even if he's on his own, and even if, I think a person should daven proper Shmoneh Esrei in that case. I don't think it's a real, there's no danger, so there's definitely no Havineinu. There's no Tzalkiyam Chomorub, he's not in danger per se. He's not imminent danger. It's not like dangerous for more, it's true, if he's there for 6 hours, could potentially get dangerous. But from 1 minute to the next, it doesn't get dangerous. So I don't think it's a head to daven Havineinu. It's not a head to daven Tzokei Amcha Merubim. But because Havineinu, I don't think there's enough need to either, because he's not told in a way that things are going to change over the next 5 minutes. So I'm not sure if there's a head to daven Havineinu. Either way, the Bialocha doesn't like to daven Havineinu. He doesn't really encourage it. So I would probably say that Halocha, he would have to probably daven regular Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, starting Sif Dalet a little bit. Hayoitze lederech, we got to Hilchas, Tfilas lederech. Hayoitze lederech, somebody who goes and travels on the way, Yispalel, he should daven. Yeirotzoim milfonecho, Hashem, Elokein, Velekei Avoseinu. Should be the will of you, Hashem, Elokein, Velekei Avoseinu. You should tolichenu l'sholoim, you should make us go in the right way, l'sholoim, in peace, v'chulu. V'tzorich le'omro b'loshin rabim, it should be said in the plural loshin, sh'tolichenu l'sholoim, as opposed to sh'tolicheni l'sholoim, should be plural. V'imefsha yamoid melelech k'sheyoyim arno. You should stand when you say so, when you say the tefillah. You should stop off actually going and walking when you say that. Stop for a moment whilst you say it for us. And if you're riding, you won't have to go down. If you're riding, you can't just keep going. Seif Tezayin, Mishneh Berurah says, Ayoetzel Adarech, Seif Zeh Mayra, Afilu, Ach, Shekvar Yispal, Shmoneh Esrei, even if a person after has finished davening Shmoneh Esrei, you can say, you should say Tfilas Adarech. Seif Kotten Yudzayin, Hanifta Mechaveri, somebody leaves his friend, Al Yoyim Aleich Besholoim, never say Leich Besholoim, Hello Leich Lesholoim, rather say Leich Lesholoim, go in peace and know Besholoim in the peace in that way, because Kshenifta Min Ameis, because when a person actually departs from a person who is nifta, then you say besholoim. That's the nusach that he said. You say Beshalom, in peace, in that way, and therefore not Leshalom. So there's a distinction between when you say somebody goodbye forever or just for temporarily, and that's, you should say Lech Leshalom as opposed to Lech Beshalom if it's just for now. The Mefarshim explain that. Okay, we'll leave it over here. We'll continue tomorrow, which is much more halachas. Yeah, okay. Good evening, Abayisai.